Welcome to another deep dive. And today we're going to be talking about King Solomon.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows him for his wisdom and wealth and, of course, the building of the first temple.
Right.
But we're going to try to look a little bit deeper today.
Yeah.
And to do that, we're going to be using a lecture series called Kings by Dr. Robert Van Noy.
Okay.
And specifically, we're going to be using the sixth lecture.
Right.
Which really dissects the complexities of Solomon's kingdom.
Right.
So was it a golden age, like everybody thinks, or is there something more to it?
Well, I think Dr. Van Noy really challenges us to look beyond that simplistic narrative.
Okay.
He acknowledges that it was a period of peace and prosperity.
Right.
He even says that people could sit under their own vine and fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
But then he brings up this incident early in Solomon's reign that really kind of makes you scratch your head.
Are you talking about the cities that he gave away?
Yeah, the Israelite cities.
To Hiram.
To Hiram, king of Tyre.
Yeah, as collateral.
As collateral for a loan.
Right. It always seemed like such a strange move for a guy that's, you know, supposed to be so wise.
It really does. And it really raises questions about Solomon's judgment and his adherence to the covenant.
Right.
You know, the land was considered to belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites were just stewards of it.
Right.
So to give away 20 cities like that is pretty wild.
Do you think it was an economic decision or was it something else?
That's a great question. And Dr. Van Noy actually takes it a step further.
Okay.
And draws a really fascinating parallel to a contemporary issue.
Okay.
He suggests that the presence of Canaanite populations within Israel at the time might actually resemble what we see today as the Palestinian problem.
Wow.
That it has these historical roots.
It really is amazing how, you know, something that happened so long ago can still have echoes today.
It is.
It really adds a layer of complexity to it, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, this wasn't just a political dilemma for Solomon. The presence of the Canaanites was also a religious challenge.
Right.
Because they represented a threat to Israelite religious purity.
So how did Solomon navigate this complicated landscape?
Well,
I mean, especially for a guy known for his wisdom.
Well, that's where Dr. Van Noy brings up the Queen of Sheba.
Nice.
This is a really cool story.
Yeah.
This powerful queen travels a great distance to see Solomon.
Drawn by his reputation.
Exactly, by his reputation for wisdom.
Right.
But this is where I think we see a shift in the narrative.
No. Okay.
You know, the Queen of Sheba is definitely impressed by Solomon's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But the story starts to focus more and more on his wealth.
Yeah, you start to hear about all the gold.
Right.
Like the shields and the throne.
The throne made of ivory and gold.
And even everyday items.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Crafted from coal.
Yeah. And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Because Dr. Van Noy reminds us about the law of the king in Deuteronomy 17,
mm-hmm.
which specifically forbids the king from accumulating vast amounts of gold and silver.
Mm.
So is all this opulence a sign of divine blessing? Or was it vanity?
Yeah.
Or even a violation of the covenant?
It really makes you wonder if maybe Solomon, despite his wisdom, was kind of susceptible to the trappings of all that power and wealth.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And Dr. Van Noy even throws in this really intriguing detail from these Septuagint.
The Septuagint.
Yeah, you know, that Greek translation of the Old Testament.
Oh, right, right.
And it suggests that Solomon's throne may have actually had a calf's head on it.
A calf's head?
Yeah.
That's pretty unorthodox.
It is.
Why is that significant?
Well, especially given Solomon's later embrace of foreign gods.
Right.
It raises the possibility of idolatry.
Wow.
You know, could this elaborate throne, this symbol of his authority, also be a symbol of him straying from the path?
Wow. So maybe all the glitters wasn't gold.
Maybe not.
Maybe all this outward grandeur was masking some deeper issues.
Possibly.
Within Solomon's kingdom.
Yeah. And this brings us to a recurring theme in Dr. Van Noy's lecture.
Okay.
The concept of syncretism.
Right. The blending of different religious beliefs.
Exactly.
And this wasn't a new problem for the Israelites, was it?
No, not at all.
It goes all the way back to that golden calf incident at Mount Sinai.
You got it.
So they'd been struggling with this for centuries.
Yeah. And Solomon, despite his wisdom, seems to have fallen into the same trap.
Mm-hmm.
Try to combine the worship of Yahweh with the worship of these foreign gods.
Trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, creating this kind of religious melting pot.
But how did that play out?
Yeah.
And what does it tell us about Solomon's reign as a whole?
Well, we'll have to dive into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to think about.
All right, so stay tuned, folks, and we will be right back.
We'll be back.
Okay, so we're back.
We are back.
And we're talking about Solomon.
King Solomon.
And his, his reign.
Yes.
And I guess one of the things that we have to address is Solomon's personal life.
That's right.
And specifically all the wives and concubines.
Right. We can't talk about Solomon without talking about that.
It's always been, you know, kind of a point of fascination.
It has been.
And
feet of controversy.
And controversy. Yeah. It does seem a bit excessive even for a king.
Right.
What was Dr. Van Noy's take on that?
Well, you know, he points out that these marriages weren't simply a personal indulgence.
Okay.
They were a calculated political strategy.
Right.
A way to kind of forge alliances with all these neighboring kingdoms.
So kind of like royal arranged marriages,
yeah,
but on a grand scale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as Dr. Van Noy explains, this strategy ultimately backfired.
Okay.
In a pretty big way.
Well, you're talking about the influence they had on his religious beliefs, right?
Exactly.
They ended up
persuading him to turn away from Yahweh.
Yeah. Embracing other gods.
Right. And embrace the worship of their own gods.
And this is where that syncretism comes back in.
Exactly.
That's just about...
Yeah, he tries to integrate these foreign deities
into
the existing religious framework.
It's like he's trying to create this...
Right, a religious melting pot.
Yeah. That kind of goes against the whole idea of the Israelite faith.
It does.
It's not just about having different beliefs.
Right.
It's about the purity of the covenant.
It's about Yahweh and Yahweh alone.
Yeah.
Rob.
And Dr. Van Noy really emphasizes that this created a lot of tension.
It did.
And it weakened the kingdom.
Yeah. It really undermined their religious foundation.
So it's interesting that despite all of his wisdom, his actions seem to set the stage.
They do?
For some pretty serious problems. It's almost like a Greek tragedy.
I know, it's kind of like that.
Where a leader's flaws
lead
to their downfall.
Right. And, you know, it's important to remember that Dr. Van Noy doesn't present Solomon as this, like, evil king.
Okay.
He acknowledges the good things.
The peace and prosperity.
The peace and prosperity that marked his reign.
So how do we reconcile those things? Was he a wise ruler who just made some bad choices?
Yeah.
Or was there something more fundamentally flawed?
I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes Dr. Van Noy's lecture so fascinating.
Okay.
He doesn't give us an easy answer.
Right.
He wants us to wrestle with it.
Okay.
You know, to see Solomon as this complex figure.
Right.
Capable of great good.
Mm-hmm.
But also of making some pretty significant mistakes.
No, so it's not about good or bad.
No.
It's about
nuance.
The nuances and the impact.
And the long-term impact.
Of his choices.
Yes.
So where does this leave us in our deep dive? We've seen his wisdom.
Yes.
We've seen his missteps.
We have.
What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Right.
Why should they care about all this?
Well, maybe we can talk about that after a quick word from our sponsors.
Sounds good. Okay, so we're back
talking
about King Solomon and
all his wisdom
and his failures, too. It's almost like when you
looking at a tapestry
that's
beautifully made, but then you see like a loose thread
or
some imperfection.
Yeah. And it kind of
makes it more human,
makes it more real. Right.
Yeah.
So as we're wrapping this up.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway?
Well, I think Dr. Van Noy really wants us to see that.
Okay.
You know, Solomon had it all.
Right.
The wisdom, the resources, the power.
Yeah.
But even he faced these challenges, made choices that had
negative consequences.
Really negative consequences. Yeah.
It's kind of a reminder that nobody's perfect.
No, it doesn't matter how wise or powerful you are.
You can still make mistakes.
You can still mess up.
It's a
cautionary tale
about
power
and
the importance of staying true.
To your values.
To your values.
Like they say.
What's that?
With great power.
Oh, yeah.
Comes great responsibility.
That's it.
And
it shows just how complex leadership can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not enough.
To just have peace.
To just have peace and prosperity.
Yeah.
You need justice.
Right.
Righteousness.
And to make those tough choices.
Even when they're unpopular.
Right.
You got to do what's right.
So looking back on Solomon, how do we reconcile the good and the bad?
I think we have to remember
that
he was a complex person.
Right.
Like all of us.
Yeah.
Capable of great things.
Uh-huh.
But also.
Capable of mistakes.
Big mistakes.
He's his reign.
Yeah, it's a reminder.
Leadership's a journey.
Not a destination.
A destination.
It's a journey.
It's something you have to work at.
It is.
So as we end this duck dive.
Yeah.
What's the one thing?
One thing.
You want our listeners.
To take away.
To take away from all this.
I want them to remember that Solomon's story isn't just some ancient history.
Right.
It's a reflection of. of the human condition.
Yeah.
We all face temptations. Right.
Challenges.
And the choices that we make.
Even the small ones.
Can have big consequences.
Huge consequences, yeah.
So I guess we should all try to be a little more introspective.
A little more thoughtful.
Think about our actions.
Absolutely. Or we can learn.
Learn from Solomon.
From his mistakes.
Yeah. Both his successes.
And his failures.
Yeah. Well,
that about wraps it up.
I think that's it for our deep dive today. We hope you found it insightful.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And
keep exploring.
Keep exploring, and until next time.
Until next time.
Keep on diving deep.